Yael, thanks for joining me and bringing this lawsuit to people's attention. I, like probably most Americans, rely on Amazon for things I can't find anywhere else or afford anywhere else. The company has 200 million consumers worldwide, and many of them subscribe to Amazon Prime so they get faster shipping, free returns, streaming, and access to Prime Day that's actually coming up next week, I believe. But these things I just mentioned are part of what the Federal Trade Commission considers harmful. So, Yael, tell me more about what the FTC is alleging in this lawsuit and its overall goal.
So this is the second lawsuit that the FTC has filed against Amazon in just the last couple of months. The first one dealt with Prime subscriptions and generally whether that was too difficult to do. Yes, they can actually launch a lawsuit on that point. This one is much larger. This is likely one of the largest antitrust lawsuits that has been filed by the FTC. And they're going specifically after Amazon, like you mentioned, for maintaining monopoly power. They argue illegally.
And I want to talk about Lina Khan, who is behind this lawsuit. She's the chair of the Federal Trade Commission, and she's long criticized Amazon's dominance in the market. Why is she in particular going after Amazon so hard?
So Lina Khan has had her eyes set on Amazon for a long time. Even when she was in law school, she was at Yale Law School. She wrote a paper. It was actually called Amazon's Antitrust Paradox, in which she lays out a hypothetical case against Amazon and what she would use as legalistic argumentations to maintain that Amazon is a monopoly. Now, granted, she wrote this, you know, something like 6 years ago, but now she has the power. She has the reins of government. She was appointed to her position as head of the Federal Trade Commission by Joe Biden. And even though she is the same age as me, you know, she's a millennial with a lot of power, she's actually able to use a lot of resources to put this lawsuit together. So I would say her school of thought when it comes to antitrust and law is something that we refer to as neo-Brandeism. So it's sort of a Supreme Court justice from the late 40s, early 50s. The idea was that government should use its power to break up private companies that they believe are too powerful. And what we're seeing with Lina Khan and many other agencies that are at the whim of Joe Biden and this administration is that return to that type of thinking, that government should be there to protect American consumers from monopolies or what the government considers monopolies. That's why you see trials against Google, you see actions to stop Microsoft from purchasing other companies, and the same with Meta. So this is a larger discourse and ideology that is sort of all around the Biden administration at the moment.
Yeah, and you mentioned Microsoft. That was another con lawsuit that actually failed recently. So do you think that this vision of what constitutes a monopoly is outdated?
Well, the problem with the case that so far the FTC has brought and many of the other actions so far under Chair Khan is that they take antitrust and they look at market concentration as the main metric. In the past, when we look at antitrust, we would look at consumer prices. Was there only one gas station in town who was hiking prices, or are there a plethora of gas stations around town so that consumers can choose and can go to the gas station that will have the cheaper prices? We're in this strange paradigm now where many of the products and services we use are digital, they use technology, and sometimes some of these other tech products, we don't actually don't pay with our money, we pay with our data. And the measurement of consumer prices is something that Amazon really at the outset would win, because everyone knows the cheapest prices are on Amazon. Amazon maintains a lot of algorithms to ensure the products listed there are the cheapest on Amazon as compared to any other website, platform, or store online. So that is the metric that has been used in antitrust for a very long time, and that is being changed now under this new FTC and really under all of the Biden administration for looking at companies, monopoly power, corporate power. For them, it has nothing to do with are consumers paying more or are they paying less. It's more about how powerful is this company. And again, that's very hard to measure. It's very hard to come up with. Amazon itself, we think it's the largest, you know, site all over the world. But in the US, you know, online sales are only 13% of all retail sales. Most Americans still shop at the store, at physical brick and mortar shops. And Amazon, out of all the e-retailers, is only 37%. A lot of people still use eBay, or they use Etsy, or they use Walmart.com or Target. There's a plethora of different options. So there is a lot of robust competition. Prices are low. That's why a lot of analysts, including myself, we really find it's going to be a difficult case for the FTC to proceed with.
Yeah, and I want to talk more about the consumer here, because even though that's something that the government isn't necessarily considering in this lawsuit, there is an element of consumer rights here. Amazon is a massive organization, but so is its consumer base. I mentioned earlier that the company has 200 million consumers worldwide, and you point out in your article that Amazon's approval rating is almost as high as the U.S. military at 72%. This lawsuit alleges that Amazon is hurting consumers, but you say it's actually the government that's hurting consumers with this lawsuit. So where do consumers stand in all of this?
I think we definitely have to look at the polls, and we have to look at those sales, because consumers are very happy with Amazon. And what is unique about Amazon, and we've had online shops for a long time, is it has this Prime membership. And the Prime membership, as we mentioned before, allows you faster delivery, cheaper delivery. It also allows that bundled package where you can get online video streaming, you get data storage, you're able to use it at Whole Foods if you happen to have one in your neighborhood. That is something that consumers like, that they're drawn to. And it's something that's very similar at stores like Costco or Sam's Club. It's what stores do to attract people for the long term. Amazon has done that very well. And unfortunately, what this lawsuit aims to threaten is that entire membership. There are certain parts of the complaint that the FTC wrote that goes after membership programs, and they say that Amazon has been able to monopolize that, and they use a lot of this similar language. So that is something that is being considered as monopolistic by the FTC. Again, if you're just a normal Amazon customer, you use your Prime, that means that their goal is to break it up. To break up what Prime offers and to make it so that you're not going to have those low prices and all of those different options. It's a very difficult game, because we're talking about ideology at the same time we're talking about business and business practices. But what we can really see here is this is an attempt to break up Amazon, ideally split it up into 12 different companies. That's what the FTC chair, Lina Khan, has said. And it'll really be up to the judge and to the lawyers in the case to speak on behalf of consumers and say that is not something that we want.
Right. Consumers have already voted with their wallets and continue to vote with their wallets when it comes to Amazon services. So, Yael, thanks again for following this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Madison.
All right, Madison. Appreciate that. And this is a tough one, Billy, because it's one of those deals where I'm probably not personally going to agree with a lot of Amazon's politics or whatever else they come up with behind the scenes on their views, but I like getting stuff delivered to my door a lot. So I'm not sure what to do about that.
Yeah. I mean, I order 30 things a day, so I'm in no position to say anything negative about Amazon.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting one.
It is interesting. We'll see how it plays out. Appreciate Madison bringing that one to the table today.